Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Biden and former President Donald Trump had competing appearances along the southern Texas border Thursday. Biden traveled to Brownsville while Trump addressed a crowd in Eagle Pass. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, there were no new announcements from either candidate in the 2024 presidential race.
It was a lot of what we've heard before, and pointing fingers at each other, like you said. Neither offered any ideas. This was more about messaging for the TV cameras. For Trump, it was be very afraid. And for Biden, it was actually, I'm very tough. It's the other guy who's the problem. The issue is that polls show that most Americans disapprove of how Biden is handling the issue. And what he's trying to do is turn the tables on Republicans, on one of his biggest political weak spots.
NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for California's Lake Tahoe Basin. From member station KUNR, Sophia Holm reports that the region can expect a mix of snow combined with strong winds gusting up to 65 miles per hour.
While the storm is set to be the strongest for this year, the Lake Tahoe Basin has seen similar conditions in previous years, says Jeremy Linder with the California Department of Transportation.
Last year definitely gave our crews a lot of good experience for heavy snowfall in large amounts.
Linder says one accident involving a semi-truck early Thursday morning caused a brief closure on the main road in and out of the area. The Lake Tahoe Basin is most well known for its ski resorts, which may have closures due to the weather conditions. Palisades Tahoe, located on the California side, has stated that their upper mountain lifts are closed due to high winds. Residents and visitors are urged to limit travel and prepare adequately for the weather conditions. For NPR News, I'm Sophia Holm in Reno.
Officials in Gaza blame Israeli forces for the deaths of dozens of Palestinians and the wounding of hundreds more on Thursday. Israeli officials say many of those killed were run over by trucks carrying food aid. NPR's Gina Raff traveled with the Jordanian troops trying to conduct a humanitarian airdrop over northern Gaza.
I'm at an airfield outside of Amman near the city of Zarqa, and this is where a lot of the aid flights take off. The reason that this aid doesn't go by trucks is that there are so many restrictions and so many attacks on security people that a lot of aid organizations have almost given up on that route. Right now, I'm looking at pallets of essentially meals ready to eat like the army uses. They have large parachutes on them, but they're meant to be dropped into the sea. They're waterproof because these days it's one of the only ways to get aid to Gaza.
NPR's Gina Roth reporting. More than 30,000 people have died in Gaza since the war began in October. This is NPR. In Texas, the Smokehouse Creek fire has merged with another blaze and remains just 3% contained. Officials say at least two deaths and damage to dozens of homes are being blamed on the fire, which is raging northeast of Amarillo. Planet heating pollution from farming is growing. The Agriculture Department is sending billions of dollars to farmers to reduce emissions. But a new report suggests that it may not be helping. NPR's Julia Simon has more.
Recent climate legislation sent billions to farmers for climate-smart practices. But a new report from the Environmental Working Group finds many farming practices, especially involving irrigation and livestock, may not reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The USDA, which distributes the money, says they rely on scientific studies that show the practices likely have a climate benefit. After farmers implement them, the government then quantifies the actual climate impact. Here's Silvia Secchi, professor at University of Iowa.
This jumping the gun of paying the farmers and then finding the evidence is super problematic.
She thinks the USDA should quantify climate impact before giving out taxpayer dollars. Julia Simon, NPR News.
The Biden administration is looking into potential national security risks that could be posed by smart cars made in China. The probe could lead to new regulations aimed at preventing China from using sophisticated technology in electric vehicles to track drivers and their data. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific shares are higher. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. Imagine growing a business with high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle. It's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.